Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, workbook lesson 355, and following that we sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook lesson 355. There is no end to all the peace and joy and all the miracles that I will give today when I accept God's word. Why not today? Why should I wait, my Father, for the joy you promised me? For you will keep your word you gave your son in exile. I am sure my treasure waits for me, and I need but reach out my hand to find it. Even now my fingers touch it. It is very close. I need not wait an instant more to be at peace forever. It is you I choose, and my true identity along with you. Your son would be himself and know you as his father and creator, and your love. Amen. This lesson says, all I need do is accept God's word. Why not today? Why do I wait? It says, I need not wait an instant more to be at peace forever. All I need do is choose God and my true identity along with God. In choosing my true identity, I would be myself in truth and know you, my Father and Creator. There is no reason to wait. It's already here. It's already been given us. Our fingers already touch it. When someone not addicted to drugs sees another person who is addicted to drugs, it's the same question. Why wait to stop doing drugs when it's so destructive to you? It seems so clear to the one who is not addicted. And that is what Jesus is saying to us. It's so clear to him that if we just let go of our addiction to our thoughts, to believing our thoughts are real, to believing this illusion is real, believing in the little self, it's so plainly seen to just stop. Why wait? Why believe in it for another moment, yet alone another day, when it brings such suffering? So how do we expose the thoughts that we believe that keep us in this suffrage? The Course takes us through exposing the beliefs and showing us we can let them go, stop believing, if we have the willingness and the desire. And so it works on opening the heart and the mind to see that we are addicted. Do we want to let go of the identity we have so faithfully built and maintained in our addiction? How much farther do we need to travel suffering? How many times do we need to hit bottom? Today, we can have all the peace and joy. Maybe today it starts with making a commitment with ourselves to become more aware of the thoughts in the mind that we are addicted to, becoming more aware of them and seeing that they do not serve us. Notice the I thought in all thoughts that come up and have a willingness to not build the separate I. Just notice how the separate I is being built. But don't believe in the I that is being built. That is not who you are. Make a commitment today to truly be willing to let go of the addiction of believing the thoughts. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me today to let go of the fear of being who God created me to be. Help me to see when I am fearful of my truth and am believing a thought instead. I already am what God created. Help me to remember this and help me let go of the addiction of wanting to believe I am something else. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet our minds. We quiet the mind by giving it something to focus on. Maybe the breath, maybe a word, maybe a smell. And we picture being before God. And He gives us His word that we are His son. That we are all that He is. And He asks us, "Will you be my son?" And we answer with our word, "Yes." We know that there is only peace and joy in our minds and our hearts. Feel that now. We let go of all the other things that keep us from being in peace and joy. And just for the next minutes, we allow ourselves to be open-hearted and open-minded. As we sit in peace and joy, and we feel what it's like to be complete, to no longer seek, to no longer want, to no longer desire, knowing we have everything we could ever want. If a thought comes up, notice the I thought in it. Notice how the thought is I-centered. Instead of believing this thought, go back to remembering God's word, that we are already complete. There is no separate I. Thank you for joining with me in recommitting ourselves to believing we are God's Son. Namaste.